of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. My name is Bruce R. Diddy. I received a direct mail piece from your firm, and I'm just following up to get more information.
Sure, Bruce. I can definitely look into it for you. I'll be able to look your company up with the 16-digit reservation code whenever you have that available.
Sure. It's 2311-0401-0048-1632.
Excellent.
Yes.
And that's for Network Television Time Incorporated?
Time, yes, yes.
You guys are just up in Westlake Village. We're actually down in San Diego, so not too awful far from us.
I figured you're probably near Cardiff by the Sea.
Exactly. That's where the actual owners was raised.
Nice.
So
that's nice.
I think we're from London or something. So. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Okay.
We'll still live close to there someday.
Yeah.
You know what, sir? They didn't put your name in here. What was your name? I'll just enter that in real quick.
It's okay. It's Bruce.
Okay.
Yeah, the last. I can spell the last name if you like.
Sure, go ahead.
Arditte.
Arditte. Is that did I pronounce it correctly?
Arditte.
Arditte. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And the number you're calling from, is that the office number, or is this a mobile number?
This is an outgoing. Our incoming phone number is 877-468-8899. I'm at extension 201.
Extension 201. All right, Bruce. Let's put that in the notes here real quick.
Sure.
Bruce is at extension 201. And Bruce, in case we get disconnected or not in the office here, do you have a number I can reach out, like a mobile number that's outside the office?
310-433-8080.
I actually still live up in Redondo Beach, so I'm familiar with the 310 area code.
With that area code, okay. Yeah, that's Redondo Beach. That's a great area, but sounds like you're still fairly near the ocean.
Close enough. I live in Mission Valley down here in San Diego, so I've
nice.
Had to be an adult and start somewhere. So days of renting down at Pacific Beach are over.
Yeah. So what can you tell me about your offer here? Your direct mail piece was well produced and got me to call. So you've got me for a few minutes on the phone.
Excellent.
So I do have a small business. I would so you tell me you've got me for 3 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Well, in a nutshell, Bank of Cardiff, we offer loans for equipment purchases, equipment financing. We have leases available too that would entail maybe a dollar buyout or a term residual or something of that nature.
I have quite a few equipment leases, which I imagine probably came up in your UCC filing data. But I am looking for a working capital loan.
Okay. Working capital, I mean, we do have quite a few different programs. We have more of a traditional type of line of credit available. We also have, you've probably heard of the unsecured working capital programs that either give you a daily, weekly, or monthly payment. The way those work is they lend off the revenue of the business. They're a little bit credit driven, but for the most part, they kind of overlook credit and they just look at the cash flow of the company. So they're able to approve a lot more people in that aspect. But usually what we're comfortable lending is right around 10% of a business's annual sales, the gross annual sales actually. So we're going to lend off the higher number. Most banks will lend off the net, and it'd be a lower approval amount. But we understand if you have a good tax guide, and you might be able to write off quite a bit. And you're familiar, obviously, with the Section 179. So if you have a lot of equipment purchases out there and financing, you're getting some pretty decent write-offs as it is, it sounds like. At least we can hope.
So my sales right now are about $1 million, actually, with my most recent client. Is that based on, for example, if I gave you my contracts or copies of my invoices, or what would I give you to show you my sales?
Really, what we look at to capture the current revenue is 6 months of business bank statements.
Okay.
And if you accept credit card payments from your clients, sometimes they like to look at about 4 months of those just to see how that differentiates from your cash sales versus your credit card processing. If you don't do credit card processing, which you may not in your industry, it doesn't sound like you would, but I'm not too familiar.
So if my gross sales on average is 1.3, then it's about $130,000 that you could loan?
Right. They might actually bump it up to 150.
Right.
They just might round up.
Okay.
But usually...
What kind of interest rates were you talking about?
Well, those don't have an APR. A lot of the times they're not annualized. They might be even less than a year in length. I just got an approval for 2 years. Usually it's anywhere from 2 years, 18 months, a year, and all the way down, you know, in between as well.
Well, let's say, do you have 60 months?
We do for equipment purchases, definitely. And we also have secured financing. So if you own any equipment outright, you can use that as collateral and just put that up as, you know, as a collateral like type loan, secure it with those assets. And we can go from 2 to 5 years on a loan like that. As far as unsecured working capital, usually the cost of that starts out about 10 cents on the dollar and can go up if they find any risk factors as far as, you know, any credit issues or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I still need to convert it into an APR. So either you've got a sense of where that is, or I'm going to punch it up myself on my own system. So let's say I borrow. Okay. So let me just step back a minute. So if I borrow $150,000, and I would like it to be over 5 years, I can do that with a secured line of credit based on equipment that I own. I own television control rooms, which is
okay.
Broadcast equipment. We broadcast government meetings. All of our clients are governments, so our contracts are solid.
Right, and your equipment probably holds its value, I'd assume, as well.
Yeah, it's still high technology. So I've got if I have a control room that has $150,000 or $200,000 of equipment, is that enough to secure the $150,000 loan if my revenue, gross sales, also meet the criteria? I'm just trying to get a sense of, yeah, 2 years doesn't work for me, but 5 years, because I'm just thinking of my monthly payment, what my monthly payment is going to be.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, with that, keep in mind, usually what they'll do is they'll give you a 2-to-1 ratio. So if you have $200,000 worth of equipment, your loan amount will probably be for right around $100,000. So
okay.
If you're looking for more than 150, you might want to add another, you know, 100,000 onto there with some other equipment that you have. As far as the rate goes, it's not an APR because it's a fixed cost you end up paying for the funds when it's said and done.
No problem. Let me just go into my program so I can calculate it, because I need to know what the payment's going to be.
Right.
So let me okay, hold on. So let's say I'm going to borrow $150,000. For 60 months. Can you give me an estimated monthly payment for $150,000 over 60 months?
Let's see if I can do that for you, actually. So,
I mean, you got to be able to do that, otherwise how...
Well, usually, I mean, the rates for our simple interest, they'd start out around 5%. So, but it's annualized. It'd be annualized for over 5 years. So, just trying to see if I can give you, you know, more of an ideal number.
Say it's annualized, so 5%, I could put in 5% into my system. Let me see if that...
You should be able to. If you have a calculator, a simple interest calculator.
Yeah. Well, I have... Okay. So here's what I have. At an annual rate of 5%, $150,000 is $2,830 a month for 60 months. That's what my system brings up.
Let me see if I can... figure that out for you here as well.
Sure. Yeah, just want to make sure we're on the same page in how we're reviewing the numbers. You don't have to tell me the annual rate. I've just kind of punched it into my system.
Let's see here.
Is the business owned by one? Your business owned by one person?
I believe there's two owners, actually.
Two owners, okay.
So I'm looking at a total payback for, you know, just to correlate to 5%, should be over 5 years, $125,000. Is that what you came up with?
I don't understand the 125. Oh, you mean at the total?
Right. Yeah, the total payback.
Oh, the total. Okay, well, let me see. 2830 2830 times 60.
So it's basically $5,000 a year in interest for the 5 years. So $125,000 over the 5 years would be the total payback. It's equivalent to 5% simple interest.
Yeah, okay. Well, that seems workable for me.
And just so you're aware, too, the loan itself is not going to report on your personal credit as well. So if you have $150,000 loan out with Bank of Cardiff, if you decide to buy an investment property or refinance your home or something, it won't affect your debt-to-income ratio and throw that out of whack.
What does it go on?
It just reports on business credit, actually. Just Dun & Bradstreet business reporting industry. So we do want to help you out as far as building business credit and everything, but we don't want to hinder you on the personal side by having a large loan on your personal credit.
Okay, talk to me about what you need. Do you have a document that I can give to my bookkeeper and my CPA that is a list of the requested documents that you need in order to... I see your direct mail piece you can approve in a few minutes, but I'm sure you need to have things from me, right? I don't know if you need my client, my contracts. I don't know what do you need?
It's actually really fairly minimal to do this. So just to get the approval, I'll send out what's called an equipment list. You can just provide the equipment that you're putting down for the collateral. I'll submit that into underwriting. They'll find comps out there that have sold recently that they can compare as far as value.
Do we want to do it that way, or do we want to do it by the sales, by showing my gross sales in my bank account?
If we do the gross annual sales, the maximum term I can get on that is probably 24 months. I'd say anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years. So those are shorter term. Most of my clients use those for... inventory or marketing or something. They see a quick turnaround on their funds, and they offer early payoff benefits on those as well. Would you be using the funds to purchase more equipment or just marketing out there?
Not to purchase more equipment. So I guess I would want to look at. So let's look at that. If I'm going to borrow the same. Okay, so if I really prefer the 5 years. Then can we do a little bit of both?
Absolutely, definitely. A lot of my clients sometimes will just do a loan to purchase some new equipment or used equipment. They can do a secured loan. We can do all three at the same time. So,
but I prefer the 5 year payback as opposed to the 2 year payback.
Right. Most clients do. So I understand.
Okay. So send me what I need to provide you in order for you to review it. Considering a 5 year payback.
Okay, absolutely. It's just an equipment list. I think 3 months of business bank statements, just the first page to show the cash flow currently, and our application. Okay. And that should be all I need.
Okay, and you'll send me that in an email of what you need?
Sure, Bruce, I can do that. What's a good email just for you?
Sure. B as in Bruce, Arditte, which is my last name, Arditte, at nttbroadcast.com.
Cast.com. Okay. And Bruce, I'll give you my...
Can I repeat that back just to make sure I...
Absolutely. It's so B for Bruce, Arditte, which is Arditte, at N as in Nancy, ttbroadcast.com.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so I'll respond to your email. What I'm going to do is forward it to my bookkeeper and have her prepare everything and send it off to you.
Excellent. Okay. I believe that's all I need. They might want to look a little bit further, down the road into the financials, but I think for now, just to give you some numbers to work with, that should be all that we need, and then we can go from there.
Hold on. You mentioned that this is what you needed for approval. So it isn't what you need for approval?
I don't know yet. They might want to look at financials a little bit harder, like maybe a year of tax returns or 2 years of business tax returns.
It's a little bit different than how our conversation began.
Right. For the secured financing, they have to have proof of ownership when it's all said and done,
of the equipment?
Right, which could be an invoice or something of that nature, just showing that you actually own the equipment.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Okay.
And then,
if I give you the copies of the monthly business statements,
just 3 months
of you also.
bank statements, right? Just capture the current cash flow. Basically, just make sure you can make the payment, which obviously you can.
Okay. And then, so with what I provide you, you will not be able to give me approval.
I should be able to give you an approval as far as the full-blown approval to get signed document or get documents out to you to sign and everything. They might want to look into some taxes, but they may not. It just depends on what they find as far as items. But from my experience, it's pretty seamless compared to other banks out there.
Okay.
We don't require a whole lot of documentation.
All right.
Try to use our common sense on it. So.
Sure. Anything else that you need from me?
That should be it, Bruce. I can give you my direct number. It'll be on my email, but otherwise, if you want to scribble it.
I'll wait for your email.
All right. Sounds good. I'll get it right over to you.
Thank you so much.
You too. Bye, Bruce.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.